He's come hot foot from the protest at Gray's Monument. Dave McAllister is going to provide us with, I'm not going to call it light relief, but he's going to provide us with something to lift the soul. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
Dave, a local singer-songwriter, and I think he's an activist in the NEU, People's Assembly and other organisations. Many people will have seen him.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Martin. Yeah, so I was worried I was going to be running slightly late because I've been at the Kill the Bill rally at the Monument in Newcastle. It's good that on May Day today, and happy May Day, everyone, by the way, it's good on today that there's online and offline events going on. So I've also agreed, and thank you for asking me, to play some songs. So here we go. This one's...
three or four songs then, David.
Sorry?
Three or four songs then.
All right, I've got three planned, but...
three or two, then. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, so this is called Bread and Roses. An original song. As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens and a thousand male lofts grey, a touch with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses, for the people hear us singing bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we battle to form men, for they are in the struggle, and we mother them again. Our life shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, give us roses. As we go marching, marching, we're standing proud and tall, for the rising of the women means the rising of us all. No more the drudging idler, tent toil where one reposes, but the sharing of life's glories, bread and roses, bread and roses. Okay, thank you very much. So yeah, traditional labour movement anthem inspired by female garment workers in Massachusetts striking, and Bread and Roses became the slogan of that strike. So something to do with not just wanting the means to survive, but also to live with dignity and to live with all the beautiful things that life has to offer, and to actually raise themselves up as a collective. So, obviously, May Day, International Workers' Day, comes very quickly on the heels of another event called Workers' Memorial Day. It has an extra and tragic poignance after the number of frontline workers who have suffered and died on the front line due to the government's catastrophic and criminally negligent handling of the pandemic. So all of that, that's kind of what I'm thinking of when I play this one. And it's by Alex Glasgow. It's a local song and it's called Close the Coal House Door. Close the coal house door, lad, there's blood inside. Blood from broken hands and feet, blood that's dried up in black meat, blood from hearts that know no beat. Close the cool house door, lad, there's blood inside. Close the cool house door, lad, there's bones inside. mangled, splintered piles of bones, buried neath a mile of stones, not a soul to hear the groans. Close the coalhouse door, lad, there's bones inside. Close the coalhouse door, lad, there's bairns inside. Bairns you saw the blackness slide, bairns that had no time to hide, bairns beneath the mountainside. Close the coalhouse door, lad, there's bairns inside. Close the coalhouse door, lad, and stay outside. Geordie's standing at the door, and Mrs. Jackson, like a fool, complains about the price of coal. Close the coalhouse door, lad, there's blood inside, there's bones inside, bairns inside, so stay outside. Okay, thank you. I'm going to play an original now. This song is, and I'll put my phone on silent. Right, there you go. If I can find my lyrics, where are they? Okay, so this is So this is an original of mine. It's called Long Beard. So inspired by, in a kind of indirect way, by the Black Lives Matter protests last summer. People remember that the statue of Edward Colston was pulled down by Black Lives Matter protesters, and then it led to a lot of conversations, including in my own union, the NEU, really about why is it that we have these statues of, you know, slave owners, these absolutely horrific people from the ruling class through history. Why aren't we telling the truth about things like the British Empire? Why aren't we encouraging more voices so we know a bit more about what it was like to live on the receiving end of slavery and not just, you know, venerate these scumbags, you know? So Longbeard means William the Longbeard. He was a man who led an uprising in the Middle Ages, and it's been kind of forgotten about. But we need to recapture that spirit. And without that history of resistance and protest, we wouldn't have a May Day, an International Workers' Day, in the first place. It's resistance and struggle that makes us what we are. Okay? So, anyway, here we go. It's called Long Beard. William came from London, his spirit was pure and his beard was long. In 1196 he rose to fight, rallying the sick and poor. William kicked at the rich man's door, but history books have no place for his plight. His struggle was defeated and his story was deleted from the memories of those who fight today. Instead we have the statues and the sycophantic virtues to blind us all from seeing another way. Long beard, please tell me where you've gone. Pushed beneath the shadows for their kings for far too long. Build statues to our heroes while their villains are torn down. For history is our battleground and a fight for the future now. Peasants revolt, who rose to the agitation for the vote. Where are the lessons now? I ask you why. Resurrect the story of Longbeards through history, cause freedom wasn't handed from on high. The oppressed of every nation who marched for liberation, and the slaves of war rose up for land and bread. The men full of derision never made a grand decision without the rising masses who made it for them. Longbeard, Longbeard, please tell me where you've gone. pushed beneath the shadows of their kings for far too long. Build statues to our heroes while their villains are torn down. For history is our battleground, fight for the future now. Collective amnesia for the rebel souls who brought us here almost makes me feel like it was planned. Tell me why we celebrate the slaveholders and not the slaves who struggled for the soil on which we stand. For one truth never ending is that nothing worth defending was handed down to us without a fight. Times they may get called away, but stand upon their shoulders, raise our fists aloft, and bid the kings good night. Long beard, please tell me where you've gone. Pushed beneath the shadows of their kings for far too long. Build statues to our heroes while their villains are torn down. For history is our battleground, and a fight for the future now. Long beard, please tell me where you've gone. The shadows of their kings for far too long. Build statues to our heroes while their villains are torn down. For history is our battleground in the fight for the future now. Thank you very much. I can see Martin's camera's back on, so that's me done. But thank you very much again for inviting me.
Well, you did say three songs, David, but that was really super, and that was a really uplifting note to end on. That was one of your own songs, wasn't it? I understand, yes, so that's really good. So I'm sure David will be available to perform at events once circumstances allow. Ask him to sing that song again. Because it will certainly be very rousing.